Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, back home. Back home on our beautiful campus. After 10 days having enjoyed the most great, the most gorgeous, the most fantastic, the most successful trip to New York, Brooklyn, and New Jersey. Dr. Bailey and I, we had the time of our life. And I call my talk this morning, The Jewels of My Life. The Jewels of My Life. Because going on trip, I really find my jewels. I see my jewels. I'm aware of my jewels. I'm aware of who I am because in everyone I meet, who do I meet? I meet myself. We just spoke here, Anita, one of our monks, she was saying, you know, everyone is really a master. I had a dream this night, and there I was talking and sharing to masters. Well, that's what I bring home from our trip to New York, to Brooklyn, New Jersey. We met dozens of our students, and many new students, and friends, and masters. We say and we teach, a master sees another master. Wow, what jewels I'm wearing in the awareness to be a master. But traveling around the world, which I've done now in over 10 years, sometimes by myself, and recently with Dr. Bailey, I've met outstanding people. And a couple of years ago, one of my first journeys to Guyana is in my heart as an unforgettable event. Because traveling to Guyana and to visit these many, many, many churches with the different pastors and different ministers is something you all who are not yet a minister or sharing your philosophy, your belief, might one day find out for yourself is a great experience. So while I was visiting Guyana, 1994, while I was at the same time ordaining one of our ministers, now a very successful minister, Reverend Joycelyn Eastman, I went to see a church, and I was invited by a man whose name is Simon Prescott. And Simon Prescott, he came and he said, Dr. Yamini, would you come and speak at our church? And I said, my program is actually filled. I have a church at 6 o'clock, I have one at 2 o'clock, I have one at 5 o'clock. Well, he said, our church service is at 10 o'clock. Would you come? I said, of course. So he said, our minister is, by the way, a student of the University of Healing. He's passed now, passed away. He moved on to another dimension, and his name is Bailey. And the wife of this man was the pastor of the church where Mr. Prescott went and was a kind of teacher. So he said that Mrs. Bailey was on trip to America, and she was not there, but I would be just in the right place to come and give a talk and share what the University of Healing has to present. So I went there, and I met wonderful, beautiful people, and especially many, many kids. And this youth group was handled or managed by a young man whose name was William Dale. William, I was impressed from the very moment I met William Dale. And he said, "I am leaving for America in 2 days." And I said, "Wow, and you have this youth group and you are so beneficial here in this church, you're leaving." He said, "Yes, I am leaving." And I was seeing in this person a holy person. I mean, he was presenting himself with dignity, with humility, with care, with a great wisdom to the kids, to the church. And I said, "William, I would love to have you on our mailing list." He said, "Dr. Yamini, you know, I'm a student of you, but I've never started the course." And I said, "Wow, do you want to do it now?" He said, "No, I'm going to America, I'm starting a new program." I've never heard from him. Never heard from him. But always he was in my heart, and often this picture of this man came up. Well, we went to Brooklyn. We went to visit lots of students. And one of our dear students is Vesta Waddell Kuttner. She lives in Brooklyn, and she has some great plans for the future. So she invited us in her house. And she said, "Come at 11 o'clock and we will have a snack, we will something eat together." So we arrive, and while we are leaving the taxi, somebody was waving at the window. We're climbing up a very narrow, simple staircase, very simple house. And there comes, gloriously welcoming us, our student Vesta. We enter her little apartment, which is a kitchen, rather big, large kitchen. And then she brings us in a tiny room, big like our monk's cells, 10 by 10 feet. But every chair, every furniture on its proper place. So we fitted finally in 8 people in this small room where everything was orderly and cleanly kept. And Vesta was ready to ask lots of questions. Lots of questions. And she said, "Well, can we have a meditation to start?" So we all listened to Dr. Beile, who gave a beautiful meditation, and everyone was just in awe. Now, among all these ladies, young and older, beautiful Guyanese people, sitting a young man. And I always had to look at him. This is such a dignified, noble, humble, beautiful man. And he asked questions, and he made remarks, and he spoke from his heart, and he was one-pointed on what was taught and shared, and there was an interest in every one of them in the room to get the most out of this time where we were there in this little house. Well, we shared for more than 2 hours. And suddenly this man in the corner, he spoke up and he said, "I am a student of the University of Healing." "Wow, who are you? Well, I know you, Dr. Yamini. I met you in Guyana. I met you in the church that morning with Mr. Simon Prescott. And right away he popped up. Everything, the whole picture was there in front. I couldn't hold myself and jump and give him a hug and a kiss and said, "Wow, here are you once more." And he said, "Now I'm ready to continue or to start better my course." And I said, "Do you have the book? Do you have the course material?" "Wherever I go, I had my package with me. And I'm ready now to start." These are my jewels, my precious jewels, to see how the seeds of the University of Healing, of the teaching, spread around and grow and grow and grow. And masters pop up everywhere where I walk. I love you. Have a wonderful day.